Talk Live, the live Sunday night anarchist edition of Free Talk Live.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. It's not every day, not every Sunday, that Mark, the lovely Mark Edge, goes away. So, but instead...
He's away, the anarchists will
the
play.
The anarchists will play, that's right. And the anarchists tonight, of course, are Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie Murphy.
And we have got a great show lined up for you. But, of course, this show is actually about you. You can call in, take control.
And it's live.
And it's live.
You might be surprised about that on a Sunday night, but we are totally live.
I know, you wouldn't expect it. But you can call in to the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Otherwise, we're just going to talk about what we want to talk about. But, you know, that's anarchy for you. You do what you want. No. What is that? Fate si cable dross, do what thou wilt.
Oh, I don't know the Latin. Oh,
that's all right. So,
you and your esoteric references.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Sir Francis Dashwood, if anybody's wondering. But anyway, Stephanie, you went away this weekend and you just got back today.
I sure did. Yeah, I had a great time. I went to the Passport to Freedom event. And, you know, Mark.
This is something we were highlighting.
We talked about it on Free Talk Live,
yeah.
And the organizer, Andrew Henderson, from the Nomad Capitalist blog, was on the show talking to Ian, and I think, you know, Ian was a little skeptical because he's really invested a lot in the Free State Project, a lot of energy and time and excitement, you know, and that's totally understandable, but the conference was kind of, you know, it was about how to free yourself, and internationalization is part of that, but it need not be your only strategy, and actually it shouldn't be your only strategy, because if you're personally unfree and you live in a different country than you were born in, big whoop, you know, what's that going to do for you, right?
Yeah,
you kind of have to free your mindset first, and so
absolutely.
That was like really the theme that I heard at the event. I was there speaking about Bitcoin.
So they were saying, like, get a different way of thinking about how everything works?
A lot of the speakers were talking about how to basically free yourself now, no matter where you are, which I think is great.
Oh, like, that's a great message.
That is an essential strategy.
I agree.
Because if, you know, it, like I said before, if you're personally unfree, it really doesn't matter where you live.
Right.
Right? And to a certain extent, the converse is true, right, or the flip side of that, if you are personally free, it doesn't matter where you live.
Sure, absolutely. But, you know, something that it doesn't matter where you live is what you just mentioned, Bitcoin. And you had a talk about that. I heard it was a rounding success.
Yeah. Let me just finish my thought first about,
please.
You know, the location where to live. What I took away from the conference is that there are lots of different strategies for getting more freedom. Choosing a geographic location where you want to be is one strategy, but it's just one strategy, you know,
right.
And it's probably best combined with other strategies to get yourself more freedom, like, you know, perhaps building an online business and building an investment strategy that works for you in terms of financial freedom.
Right.
Those are two big ones. Also, freedom in terms of your personal relationships, freeing yourself from kind of unwanted obligations, and things like that. So, you know, they're all pieces of a puzzle, and where you live is one piece, but it's not the whole thing. You know, when I heard this conference talked about, it was kind of like presented as though, well, the answer is going to be you got to move to wherever, is South America or Asia or popular destinations, you know.
Right.
But really, you know, it was kind of interesting because there were people who did that, and, you know, they were talking about what they liked about moving to those places. But there is no consensus about, like, where, if you're going to be an American expat, where should you go? There's no best place to live. You know, there's not one answer that really jumps out at you. It depends on your personal values, and it depends on what you like to do and what's important to you. And
sure,
you can probably optimize where you live to fit your personal values and the things that you like to do and what's important to you.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but
if you want to
be different for everybody.
Right. Like, you know, myself, I have an extreme passion for Rome, and I want the Roman Empire to come back into fruition.
Well, maybe
so
you should go to Vegas and live in Caesar's Palace, Brian.
Yeah, right. Please, it's a joke.
But I was kind of surprised. Personally, I feel rather agnostic about this issue. Like, part of the reason I wanted to go to this conference was to do research on, you know, what does it take? You know, if you want to internationalize yourself, I am someone who has not lived abroad. I've been in the U.S. going to grad school for a lot of my adult life and going to undergrad. So, you know, my options have been kind of limited in terms of international travel.
Sure.
And I definitely have some, personal barriers or hurdles to get over mentally in that sense, because, you know, it's, not something I've done before for extended periods of time, just travel the world, you know, and it's a little scary.
Yeah,
because it's something that I've never done before, but I can get over that. You know, I can, I can work to kind of free my mind from that. I just have to kind of convince myself that if I wanted to leave the U.S., there would be some place that I would want to live more. And I haven't really had the experience in terms of traveling to know if there's some place I would, that would be worth the hassle of leaving and would work for me better.
You know, this is an interesting thing. I haven't asked you about this yet. But was there a lot of talk, because I have traveled the world pretty good.
Yeah.
And, the one thing I kind of came to the realization is that it's all about people, not culture, not culture, because yeah, all cultures are kind of different here and there, whatever. But just the fact, are there people who have the mindset of just leave me alone, you know, or just like where they just respect your personhood?
Right.
Did anybody talk about anything like that there? Was there any kind of talk of community?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jeff Berwick's always saying about Mexico, how everybody's an anarchist, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, and some of them explicitly so, but most of them is just sort of a mindset. Everybody hates the cops and so forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, go there and see if that's true. You know, I've had limited experience going to Mexico, so, you know, I believe them, but it's something you gotta see for yourself and get a feel for.
Sure.
I will say that there's a big plus in terms of living in New Hampshire compared to where I was living before that, which was Massachusetts. It is a plus to have a community of libertarians.
It's phenomenal.
Who came here on purpose and kind of said, yeah, I'm going to make a conscious choice to move to New Hampshire because it's an easy step I can take, or it's a step that's within my reach to get more freedom right now.
Yeah, and again, like I said, most places to me always kind of felt the same. Like, there'd be an interesting monument here and there, but by and large, everything felt more or less the same. I mean, the state's everywhere.
Right.
Right, you know.
Yeah, the state's everywhere.
Even Somalia, you know, like that's really, everybody always loves to pull that out and say, oh, you want your anarchy, here's Somalia for you. No, that's ridiculous. I'd move to Zomia or something. But anyway, so I mean, pretty much everywhere there's a state, so it's all kind of the same. But the people, and that's really, you know, when I moved to New Hampshire as well, that's what shocked me.
Yeah.
It's like just the people who just get it. You know, they understand.
You know, there were some interesting ideas brought up too. I think it was Pete Sisko who was talking about virtual expatriation, which is basically...
Pete Sisko's an online marketing
Yeah, he's got PeteSisko.com. He's written a ton of books. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I really enjoyed talking with him at the conference. But he was talking about this, you know, virtual expatriation where, you know, you don't necessarily have to move your physical location. You can not only free your mind, but you can kind of go on the internet. Like he had this slide about like the internet. I'll tell you my favorite country on earth or my favorite nation or whatever, even though it's really not a nation in a political sense. You know, and he was saying, you know, there's a billion people there. They all speak English. They're totally pro-commerce, you know.
Must be Facebook, right? No.
It's the internet.
Or the internet in general.
It's the internet, yeah. And the amount that you can actually kind of get more freedom through connecting with people through the internet and networking through the internet and doing online business that, you know, will free you up kind of financially seems really, really great. And that's something that I've been looking into for a while. It wasn't a new idea, but I really like that term for it, virtual expatriation. You know, you can kind of, don't need to leave your computer, but you can kind of go wherever you want
and interact with people anywhere.
Yeah. And another theme that jumped out was sort of, having the best of all worlds, you know, like picking different advantages that different places in the world offer and just taking advantage of the best things of each locale.
Right.
So for instance, maybe you want to have a Swiss bank account, well, not really anymore because they report to the IRS, but you know, maybe you want to do your banking in certain parts of the world, Singapore, Hong Kong, something like that. Maybe you want to live in Thailand and maybe you want to, have a second passport in Paraguay or you know, Uruguay or something like that. So
you can kind of
have the best of every part of the world if you know where to go. And that's what takes the research, you know, to do.
Yeah.
To find out where you want to put different little aspects of your life.
Sure. Now, you talked about Bitcoin.
I talked about Bitcoin.
Did that go well?
Yes. I had kind of a paradigm shift, which I can talk about in a minute here.
Okay. We'll talk about that. And then while we're talking about countries, I've got an article about the 10 most corrupt in the 10 least corrupt countries in the world. So let's
see
where
exactly
people may want to go. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 with your thoughts.
I I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night special anarchist edition of Free Talk Live.
I love it.
I do too.
The last time we did this was Saturnalia, wasn't it?
I think it was Saturnalia. Yeah, it was just before Christmas, or whatever they call that, Deus Solis, whatever. Anyway, so and tonight you are joined by Brian
and Stephanie.
And we've got, you can call in with your thoughts on the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733, or you can get in touch with us on Skype, which our handle is lrn.fm. You just send us a friend request, we accept it, and then you can call in. We have someone on Skype here in a moment, and we'll be getting to that, as well as your calls. But Stephanie, tell me about, there is an exciting Bitcoin conference coming up.
Yeah, so we are actually going to this. You and I are both speaking at this conference.
Yes.
It's the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and I am super excited about it. This is going to be an explicitly libertarian-focused Bitcoin event.
Yeah.
Which is different than some of the other Bitcoin events that have been held.
The speakers list is amazing. I'm not just saying that because both you and I are on it.
There's some great speakers there.
Really, really, you know, philosophically minded people, you know, people with what I consider to be the right mindset that Bitcoin was meant to, you know, to bring on.
Yeah, this is a group of people who are not going to let you forget the real history of Bitcoin, which is a very libertarian one.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, you can find out more about the conference and see the list of speakers and get all the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And I actually made some commercials for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, so you may hear them playing on the website. But, you know, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, check it out, make your accommodations. They have I really like this because they're very honest about their pricing structure. They have something on the website that says, okay, this date, the ticket price is this. On, you know, February 1st, it goes up to this.
Right.
On March 1st, it goes up to this. And at the door, it's this.
Right.
So you know exactly what you're getting. They're very honest. You can, of course, pay with Bitcoin. And, you know, this is totally worth it. This is a fraction of a Bitcoin. So if you have any amount of Bitcoin, if you have any stake in Bitcoin and the excitement about Bitcoin, you are not going to want to miss this.
Yeah.
And, of course, it is actually right before South by Southwest,
which is the most important tech show in the world, a lot of people would say.
It's right in Austin, Texas. So
yeah, and this is a one-day event, and then after that, you can just go catch South by Southwest if you wanted to get a real technological, you know, good look at the future, I think, because Bitcoin is part of the future, you know, and obviously a whole bunch of other technologies are as well. So that's pretty exciting.
The theme is racing into the future, and they're actually holding it at, like, this motor speedway or something like that.
Oh, Circuit of the Americas.
Circuit of the Americas.
Yeah. It's a great venue. So really, I think it's going to be a phenomenal time.
Absolutely.
So now you talked about Bitcoin at the Passport to Freedom conference we were just talking about in the last segment.
Yeah, I gave us a talk about Bitcoin, and this was a little bit different than normal because what I've been doing is I've been kind of getting used to speaking and going on the conference circuit at Bitcoin-focused conferences. So these are events where not only everyone is familiar with Bitcoin, but pretty much everyone there has their own Bitcoin business or project already.
Right.
So they understand Bitcoin at a higher level than most people, let's just say. And it was so different to speak about Bitcoin at the Passport to Freedom conference because these are people who are potential expats or they are expats or whatever. They're already thinking out of the box. They're definitely libertarians, you know, and they have concerns about maximizing their freedom and protecting their wealth and so forth. And so Bitcoin is a natural fit for them, but not many people really knew they'd heard of Bitcoin, but they really didn't know what it was or how to use it.
No, it can be a complex thing if you try to take it in all at once or if you don't have someone really, really explain it in excellent, you know, layman's terms. And I mean that in the nicest way because
definitely.
That's necessary. People need to be able to communicate these things well, and apparently you did.
Well, yeah, thanks. I like to think so. I mean, the talk was recorded, so hopefully there'll be video of it out pretty soon and everybody can watch it. But what I did was just give a very basic talk about Bitcoin. I said, you know, what is Bitcoin? And I explained the concepts really broken down, you know, sending and receiving addresses. What is it? Bitcoins live on the internet and so forth. Then I explained how you can get Bitcoins, five different ways you can get Bitcoins, which most people don't think of. They only think, well, you got to buy them. No, you don't. You can sell stuff for them.
Right.
You can exchange. If you have a business, you can accept Bitcoins at your business, get them that way.
Right.
You don't have to worry about all this AML, KYC crap that goes on the exchanges. Or you don't have to go on local Bitcoins, meet someone in a dark alley and, you know, exchange Bitcoins if you're afraid of that.
Right.
So, you know, there's lots of ways to get Bitcoins. And then I also talked about, you know, why they're important for freedom. I did a couple of case studies of people who have had cash confiscated at the border and so forth. And WikiLeaks who got cut off by PayPal and Visa and MasterCard. And this pretty soon they were cut off from 97% of the global network, 100% extra legally.
Yeah.
There was no law that said WikiLeaks is illegal now. It was just pressure from U.S. politicians.
Exactly.
That they got cut off almost completely financially and then started accepting Bitcoin. So that was a success story. But anyway, people really appreciated this talk. I had a lot of people everywhere I went after I gave the talk. people were asking me questions about Bitcoin. I couldn't walk 5 feet without someone stopping me and wanting to talk about Bitcoin and ask me their particular questions about it. So what that says to me is that questions means people understood and they listened.
Right.
So if you're a speaker and you get questions, that's a great sign because it means people were engaged and they were thinking of questions they wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
And they understood what you were talking about. So I took that as a great sign.
Right.
I got a lot of feedback from people who really appreciated the basic breakdown and sort of how-tos of how to use Bitcoin and use it to do specific things like make a brain wallet or make a paper wallet.
Right.
So what I took away from that was, first of all, it was really helpful to get that feedback because I want to be a Bitcoin evangelist. I want to tell as many people as I can about Bitcoin and help them get started with using it because, to me, it's such an important technology, and it's really where the future is going, and it's crucial that people understand how they can use it and leverage it to their advantage. So I found it really helpful to get people's feedback who are newbies.
Right.
Hearing this talk for the first time, and you know, how did I do explaining those concepts to total newbies? And so that was really helpful. But it also made me realize that, you know, maybe speaking at Bitcoin conferences is not the route that I want to focus on. Maybe my strength is telling newbies about Bitcoin.
Speak elsewhere.
Yeah, because, you know, it's almost kind of competitive in these Bitcoin conferences. It's like, what's your Bitcoin project? What's your Bitcoin company?
Yeah, sure.
What are you the CEO of?
Wait a minute, how many white papers have you written?
Right.
Yeah,
it can get a little bit like that because everybody's excited and everybody's trying to prove themselves and make a name for themselves.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, I think that, you know, I could say I'm well known in the Bitcoin world, right? Or some people know about me. But what we really need to focus on is spreading the word about Bitcoin. If we want it to be a world-changing technology, we have to tell everybody about it, not just the people who take the initiative and are so up on the, you know, on the latest in the Bitcoin world that they go to a Bitcoin conference specifically.
Yeah. So we want the Bitcoin economy to grow, and bringing in more people is the probably one of the easiest ways to do that. But it's something that not a lot of people are addressing, and you did.
Yeah. So I'd like to focus on that.
Sure. I think that's a great idea. Let's go ahead. We'll go to Skype. We've got Barry on Skype, and Barry, are you with us?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about, Barry?
I wanted to talk about an easy way to get bitcoins with a credit card quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
All right. First of all, you go to Virwox.com. That's VIRWOX.com. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're going to say. It involves Second Life Lindens, but...
That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay,
Barry, we'll let him finish his thoughts on this. This is pretty interesting stuff. So, Barry, if you'll just hold the line, and we will be back with more Free Talk Live. Bitcoin, it's just growing and growing. 855-450-3733 with your thoughts.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com.
Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, nothing but a good time. It is the live Sunday anarchist edition of Free Talk Live. And yes,
that's right.
Totally live. Yes, Sunday night, live radio, because you know what? When anarchy reigns, anything can happen. And isn't that kind of an oxymoron? Anarchy reigns?
Yes, because it is. No rulers.
Anarchy is supposed to be non-hierarchical, or at least that's how it is for me. Anyway, you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733, and we've got quite a few calls on the line here, so we'll be getting to those, as well as to Barry, who is going to tell us how to, an easy way, I believe, with a credit card, how to get Bitcoins, which I'm excited.
There's another easy way too that I'll talk about after he's
okay.
Done it.
Yeah. Excellent. So he's on Skype, and we'll get right to him. But speaking of all these conventions and conferences,
yes,
this is one of my favorites.
Yeah, we've got a Liberty Forum coming up, and you know, Brian, we always go to Liberty Forum because it's in New Hampshire.
It's my first Liberty event that are like in New Hampshire.
That's right.
Oh, it's fabulous.
You moved here a couple years ago, right?
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
Right, so will this be your third Liberty Forum?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, Liberty Forum is great. You can meet the people who live in New Hampshire. Jeffrey Tucker called it a life-changing experience for him.
He did.
Like, he had a revelation after he went to Liberty Forum.
Yeah, he said that on the show. He said he wanted to go and do something after attending.
Yeah, totally. So, maybe it'll change your life, too. It's a weekend, you know, convention. Lots of libertarians are going to be there. There's speeches, there's dinners, there's radio shows, there's a room full of people with tables and promoting their stuff. So, you know, whoever you are, it's got something for you.
Oh, yeah.
The networking is my favorite part, as always. I rarely go to talks. You know, I'm old hat at this. I've been a libertarian anarchist for a long time. You know, you don't have to convince me of anything. There's not much that I haven't heard in the way of liberty talks. But meeting new people, you know, meeting the people who are interested in coming to an event like this is the highlight.
I'm intrigued by some of the speakers. Naomi Wolf.
Yes, we've got Naomi Wolf. She's going to be coming for the first time. And
I have to
just put out a message to her. Look, if there's any way Naomi Wolf is going to hear this podcast, please, please don't be turned off, or I'm embarrassed because Liberty Forum actually put out this picture of it was like a hammer and sickle, and
feminism
with panties.
That's it, yeah.
And this is a phrase, of course, that comes from Stefan Molyneux, Free Domain Radio, and, you know, I disagree, and I feel bad for Naomi Wolf because I know she identifies as a feminist, and I think that she is perfectly fine with individual freedom. She's not trying to she doesn't hate men. She's not trying to impose her will on anyone through government. So, you know, let her be. And Naomi, you're welcome in my world. I'd love to talk to you if you hear this message and come to Liberty Forum. So anyway, I just want to put that out.
But, yeah, same here.
But, you know, Jeff Tucker's going to be there, of course, too. That's always going to be, it's always a fun time when you have Jeff Tucker at your event.
Absolutely. He makes it really classy. Absolutely.
Fabulous, you know. And Jim Bovard, we've got Jason Sorens, of course. He moved to New Hampshire. He founded the Free State Project. Cody Wilson from Dark Wallet and Defense Distributed. So, you know, there's big names coming to Liberty Forum.
CEO of Overstock is going to be there as well.
Yes, Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, that's exciting.
He's really, okay, I have to say, the Bitcoin world sometimes reminds me of Atlas Shrugged. Like, I feel like I'm living in Atlas Shrugged when I'm doing stuff with the Bitcoin world. I actually interviewed Patrick Byrne, who's the CEO of Overstock.com, for my other job at Let's Talk Bitcoin, which is a podcast that I host with Adam B. Levine and Andreas Antonopoulos. But anyway, so for Let's Talk Bitcoin, I interviewed Patrick Byrne, and within the first sentence of this interview, he was talking about freedom, liberty, sound money,
and
how
Fed.
He wants to, and the Fed, and keep the bitcoins that he gets. And he was talking about eventually, you know, paying his employees in bitcoin and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Amazing to find somebody so open about that in business at that level.
He actually heard about it years ago. He heard about it around the same time we did, which I was super impressed by.
Yeah,
because
that's amazing.
You know, he's plugged in to libertarian channels. So just a great guy. I'm excited he's going to be speaking at Liberty Forum too. Yeah. You want to find out more about it, go to nhlibertyforum.com and we'll see you there.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of getting plugged into Bitcoin using a credit card, is that right, Barry? Barry, you with us?
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. What's the easy way to get Bitcoins with a credit card?
Well, I wanted to say that the reason I first became interested in getting them quickly is because I love to play poker online with Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, very popular.
Yeah, that's right. And whenever I would run out of money, I had tried Coinbase, and I had to wait 2 or 3 days before I would get my Bitcoin. And that was very frustrating because I wanted to go ahead and get back to the poker table.
Right.
But I found that through Verwox, if you buy Linden Dollars, which is a virtual currency used in the online game Second Life, then you could take those Linden dollars and exchange them for Bitcoin using a credit card to buy the Linden dollars.
So, yeah, do you exchange the Linden dollars on Verwox, or do you transfer them to another exchange and then trade them for Bitcoin there?
I've been doing it on Verwox.
Okay, so it's kind of a one-stop shop.
Pretty quick and easy.
Is there any verification? I know, like, those websites...
Well, on your first transaction, I had to do a verification, and it actually took a couple of days. But after your first transaction, then it's instantaneous. It takes no time at all. I mean, the Bitcoin has to verify with the gambling site, in my case. You know, and that takes maybe 20 or 30 minutes, but...
Right, but not 2 or 3 days.
right.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. I mean, I actually found out about that, too, because at one point I was looking into how to buy Bitcoins on credit, and I found that method. It seemed like, you know, perhaps it's kind of a loophole that could be closed at some point, because...
Sure.
You know, for various reasons, probably a lot of them regulatory and legal, companies are afraid of selling Bitcoins on credit, and also because of fraud, because credit cards, you can have chargebacks, whereas with Bitcoin, it's irreversible, so they don't want to get ripped off. So I understand that. There used to be this website called btcquick.com, and they sold Bitcoins for credit, but you had to verify your ID, and all the data was collected on you. So
there's a little bit of a percentage markup to get them.
Yeah, they had actually a pretty high price, but, you know, it was the only place you can really get Bitcoins on credit.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bitcoin's worth more than whatever's on your credit card, so
absolutely.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, totally. So the little bit of premium's totally worth it. But they had an issue. They were using Google Wallet as their payment processor, and then Google Wallet cut them off or something.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get back up on their feet right now, so that's not available. But there's another website called Purse.io, and what that is it's a gift exchange. So what you do is... people who want to be able to shop basically on Amazon with Bitcoins, and they don't want to get a gift card from Gift, because you can do that too, but people who want to use Bitcoin to buy stuff on Amazon, they deposit Bitcoin on Purse.io, and then you meet them and you buy their item for them that they want to get on Amazon, and then once they receive the item, they will release the Bitcoin to you. So it's an indirect way of exchanging your fiat money for Bitcoin,
right.
And you can, of course, use a credit card to buy the stuff on Amazon. So that's another way to get Bitcoins with
so
a credit card.
A lot of different ways to do this, which is good, because it's getting more and more popular, and so, you know, the more avenues people have, like the one Barry's talking about, I mean, I think that's fantastic. Barry, thank you very much for your thoughts tonight, and your tip, actually, on how exactly to get...
Have fun at the poker table.
Yeah,
man.
Have fun at the table.
Oh, sounds good. I'm sure you will.
Thanks, Barry. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point about, was it BTC Quick?
Yes.
Okay, about Google Wallet, because there was, and I want to bring this up quick before we get to other phone calls. There was talk that supposedly Vic and some other big guys at Google were talked to someone else and said, yeah, we're looking to find out how we can implement Bitcoin. Then they kind of redacted that statement, saying, no, we don't, you know, we have no intention of doing this at this time. Now, some people took that, the redaction, as, okay, no,
retraction.
They're not interested, retraction, sorry, as in, you know, I'm not doing that, or, you know, that Google's not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, you know, took it as, okay, that means they're definitely doing it.
I'm one of those. I think that's what I would say if I was working on Bitcoin integration.
Sure.
I'm not doing it.
Regardless.
No way, nothing is to hear.
Right, yeah. I mean, regardless if they are or not, keep in mind, Google is in no way a libertarian-minded company at all. And it's not that they're not being open about it. They're just not. So keep that in mind before you get excited about them with Bitcoin. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live anarchist edition, Sunday night edition. That's a lot of editions. With Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we are just having a great time. Great calls. We got a lot of calls to go to, and actually I want to go ahead and get right to them. We've got Ryan in St. Louis. Ryan, are you with us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Well, you know, I heard the whole, I guess, the Justin Bieber DUI nonsense, and I'm actually sort of a new, I just started calling myself an anarchist a couple months ago, and I'm kind of looking at things a little differently now.
Okay.
And, so that's great, but what's going on with Justin Bieber? I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a terrible host. Here I am not explaining what exactly he's getting called in about. Anyway, what happened, he got pulled over and arrested, and, I mean, they really gave him the full workover. And so what's shocking everybody about it is
14-year-old girls are fantasizing about this all across America.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's Justin Bieber, you know, this huge celebrity actually getting arrested, you know, and he's not like a has-been. Well, I mean, maybe some people consider him that already, but he, you know, one would think that this guy couldn't get arrested. So anyway, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of thinking about DUI laws in general now, and I'm trying to see if it's really a crime. You know, I'm trying to, from one angle, I see it as, you know, there's no victim and there's really nothing. You know, if no one's hurt, it shouldn't be a crime. I mean, yes, I think it's wrong, but I don't think it should be criminal. But then from another angle, I see it, you know, if I took my gun and I shot at your feet Wild West style, but I didn't hurt anyone, I see that as an act of aggression.
Sure.
And I see how those are kind of comparable, but I just don't, I'm not sure if I think that DUIs are a crime. And I was wondering what you guys think about that,
I guess. You know, it's a great question, yeah, Ryan. It's definitely one of the tough ones. One of my solutions to it, I guess I'll say, and I haven't given it a whole lot of thought, I'll say that straight out, but is that I've considered a drunk driver to be a biological weapon. Which, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, granted, it's not a disease getting spread, you know, onto a population or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it is, I, you know, at that point, I wonder, I mean, you have a person who's impaired, cannot directly think, and, you know, and they're driving at 60, 70, 80, 100 miles per hour, whatever. I mean, you
well,
pretty
much... Well, sometimes they are, but sometimes they're driving
sometimes
pretty,
not.
Pretty
yeah,
safely.
Some, absolutely. I mean, there's people who, you know, who can drive fine. But, I mean, that's kind of where I would sit on it, but I definitely don't have any, like, really clear thoughts. I don't know how
to
really gauge the whole thing. Stephanie,
I've been thinking about this, and I don't have to save you, Brian. I liked what you had to say, but I've been thinking about this in not only in the context of something like drunk driving, but also so-called money laundering or financial crimes, you know, where somebody allegedly pays money or transmits money, which is then used for some nefarious purpose surrounding the commission of a crime that hurts somebody. And I think it's actually really important to separate those associated actions or acts from the actual crime, which to me, a crime has a victim. So if there's no victim, there's no crime. And if you're driving drunk and haven't hurt anyone, I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I wouldn't do it myself, and I wouldn't want my friends to do it, and I try to stop them from doing it. But you haven't hurt anybody, so there's nobody to be made restitution to if nobody gets hurt. So
right.
I don't consider drunk driving in and of itself a crime. If you hurt someone, that's the crime, right? Just like if you engage in human trafficking, that's the crime. It's not the money that's sent somewhere to pay for the human trafficking. It's the act of kidnapping someone itself, right? So.
Right.
I think it's important to make a distinction and be really clear about what the crime actually is. Now, personally, I like to think of crime and punishment, if you will, in a different way, too. I think that if a crime has a victim, then the point of, making that better is to have the victim get restituted somehow.
Yeah, don't take their license.
Not to punish the criminal.
Yeah.
Right? So what we want is for whoever gets hurt to be compensated for that.
Whole.
In some way. And so there's no one to compensate if you've been driving drunk, right? Like, who do you compensate if you're driving drunk but you get home fine and you don't hurt anyone? So to me, that's where I have trouble seeing where it's an actual crime. And again, it is an act that I don't like, that I don't want, you know. And
yeah.
I think, I would encourage people not to do that, absolutely. But there's real problems with the enforcement, right? First of all, what do you define as impaired driving? And that goes beyond drinking alcohol, too. People can be impaired when they're tired. You know, they can be impaired when they're distracted, when there's a kid in the backseat and they're reaching back or a dog or
whatever.
It's
really not something that can be told by the numbers on a breathalyzer, in my opinion, either. I mean, I think everybody kind of handles things maybe differently.
Yeah, and how far has the police state reached in the under the guise of stopping drunk drivers? You know what I mean?
Sure. Now they're
like,
doing
we
DNA
have
tests.
Roadside checkpoints with DNA testing
now,
and it's all under the guise of stopping drunk driving. And so there are real problems, in my opinion, with criminalizing this act that it is not actually a crime. It may be associated with potential crimes or actual crimes, but it's not in and of itself a crime.
Yeah, and I will add in real quick a cheat of an answer, which is that if there was no government, we'd probably have driverless cars.
Well, that's a great point, too, or flying cars or drones that pick us up and drop us off somewhere or
something
like
along
that.
Those lines.
Sure.
Ryan, you got any thoughts on that?
Actually, yeah, I actually kind of, from this discussion, I think I'm leaning towards it not seeing it as a crime, I guess. It's still something that I actually never really put any thought into before this whole Bieber thing. But, I actually agree completely with what you guys did. I can't even talk right now. Sorry.
No, no worries, Ryan.
He's got Bieber fever.
Yeah.
It was my first time calling in on Sunday, so it was great meeting the lovely, hyper-intelligent Stephanie Murphy and the guy with the huge brain.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you very much for great question.
Care.
Great call, you too. And we've got more calls. Let's go ahead and get right to them. That really is one of those libertarian kind of conundrums that I think you solved it perfectly, Stephanie, or at least very well.
Mm.
So anyway, let's go to Jason in Fort Worth, Texas. Jason, are you with us?
I just wanted to touch on Barry's point about Bitcoin.
Okay.
Quickly, I strongly disagree with that. Bitcoin not backed by any currency nationwide or any other country, not a very good move there, especially gambling with it. And then Stephanie's point about
drunk driving. Hold on a second. Wait, so are you saying you disagree with Bitcoin?
Yes. You cannot endorse a currency
you should not endorse a currency that is not backed
by. I can do anything I want. I mean,
well, okay,
here's a question for you.
Like Barry.
Well, here's a question. I don't know what Barry ended up as. It sounds like he's having a fun time playing poker online with his bitcoins. But, I mean, what is the dollar backed by? And what is gold backed by?
It is a fiduciary-backed currency. It's fiat currency. The U.S. currency is not backed by anything. It's actually worthless. But the U.S. is backed by gold, silver, and other commodities that we deem value in an attempt to make this currency, which is much more usable and tradable and barterable, then would be gold and silver.
The dollar is not backed by any precious metals now at this point.
Well, now the dollar is just backed by force. I mean,
right, by the force of government.
It is a fiat currency.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What are gold and silver backed by? Why are they valuable?
Because it is a tangible thing that has value other than being a piece of paper that you can
tear. Wait, it's valuable because it has value? That's a tautology, Jason. Do you see that? I mean, it's a tangible thing. So is Bitcoin. So is fiat paper money.
You haven't made an argument about why gold has value.
I'm holding Bitcoin in my hand right now. If you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you can see my smartphone.
Yeah.
And that is...
I can hold a pile of poop in my hand. That doesn't mean it has value, you know, I can hold it.
All right. Well, Jason, let me touch on this. Let me touch on this. Jason, hold on. Let me touch on this. Okay. With gold. Okay. With silver, whatever. It's all based off the same ideologies that gold's based off of. Okay.
Correct.
Now, at the end of the day, you can't say gold is valuable because they use it in electronics, right? You can't say that.
No.
Because if gold has a 6,000-year history, there weren't electronics 6,000 years ago except for maybe the Baghdad battery, but even that's a stretch. Okay. So gold is literally based upon the fact that it's pretty. Now, I'm far more scared. Okay, and because it can be turned into jewelry, or you can say something ridiculous like Peter Schiff would say, where it can be turned into a fork. Okay, I'm far more scared of an entire economy being based upon something for being pretty than I am for a computer network. Because a computer network, I can see what it actually does, and the ideas behind it is for the actual, you know, Bitcoin exists on the internet, it's a computer network, the idea behind that... Behind any computer network is efficiency, proficiency. I mean, the whole business. They want it to work. That's a lot better ideology than saying, I want this to be pretty.
Value is subjective.
It
you
is.
Know, any money is valuable because people agree that it has value to them.
Jason,
and there are real
you.
Benefits to Bitcoin. We can talk more with him if you want.
Okay, yeah, hold the line. I think you had another point, Jason. We'll get to that. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.